Johann Sebastian Bach's Passion Settings are probably the best-known musical works that tell the story of Christ's crucifixion. Argentine composer Osvaldo Golahoff has written a new one, the St. Mark Passion. Critic Tom Manoff says Bach might have composed this passion had he lived in modern Latin America.
From its opening instrumental murmurs and distant trumpet calls, it's clear that Osvaldo Golahoff's vision of the life and death of Jesus is a musical drama set in a new world and for a new time. Golahoff grew up in a Catholic community in Argentina, the child of a Romanian Jewish mother and a non-religious Russian father. So Golahoff brought no traditional orthodoxy to the Passion story. A central idea for Golahoff is a Jesus who would live among the poor of Latin America, and a Jesus who would be black. It's no surprise, then, that this composer's idiom reflects a panorama of traditions. Everything from Gregorian-like chant melodies and flamenco riffs to Latin American folk music and African drumming, all held together by a classically trained hand. But this work is no simple pasting together of different styles. Golahoff uses these elements to extraordinary musical and dramatic ends. Here, Judas, still in the fold, expresses faith and hope in an aria performed magnificently by Brazilian singer Luciana Sosa. The final section of the work, called Kaddish, is emotionally shattering. God sings to the crucified Jesus in Spanish, Jesus sings to the sky in Latin, while the chorus sings the Kaddish prayer in the ancient biblical language of Aramaic. This music is a deeply felt utterance, and it shows Golahoff as one of the most gifted composers of a new era, a composer for whom folk and popular elements are not artificial trends, but inescapable expressions of personal and cultural honesty. Golahoff wants this St. Mark Passion to move listeners not only in a European concert hall, but also in a Latin American village. It's a remarkable achievement.
The CD is The St. Mark Passion by Osvaldo Golahoff. Our reviewer is Tom Manoff.